This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. There's a dozen ways you can do this. You can head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room going on there. Live chat room on Facebook or Facebook feed or whatever the heck it is you guys call it over there. You can have some fun with it as well. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, you know, the Facebook and the rest of them, the social media outlets have really squelched our ability to, I mean, frankly, just to flat out make money. So if you want to help out the show, head over to the website. You can click on the donate button, throw $5, $10, $15, $15,000 to be fine too, whatever you want to throw at us. Always fun, good. And then the coffee mugs and T-shirts, we got all kinds of stuff we sell that you could also help the show make a few bucks. And maybe help me buy some new shirts. That would be nice, too. Again, always a pleasure. A new Finnish study, yeah, you know, Finland, remember those people? Shows a climate study, you know, I mean, there's no evidence for man-made climate change. It's really that simple. Right? You're screaming about how bad we are, how nasty we are. I wonder if it's white, male climate change? I don't know if it's man-made. I mean, we get blamed for everything else. I don't know. Researchers Jay Kapanen and P. Malmi of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Turku, Finland, they found that human contribution to a rise of 0.1% centigrade in global temperatures over the past 100 years. So in 100 years, let me tell you what we've done. Our contribution to man-made global warming is the equivalent to you dropping an 8-ounce coffee cup filled with sand in the Sahara Desert and saying, we contributed to the Sahara Desert. Let that sink in. Now, Kapanen and it looks like it's Mamie or Malmi stated in their research analysis paper back to June of 2019 that they'll prove that the GCM models used in the IPCC reports, the AR5, failed to calculate the instances of low cloud cover changes on the global temperatures. That's why those models give a minimal natural temperature change, leaving a substantial change for the contribution of the greenhouse gases. This is the reason why the IPCC has to use a considerable sensitivity to compensate, you know, for small natural components. Further, they have to leave out the strong negative feedback due to clouds to magnify the sensitivity. They also say in the paper that it proves that the changes in the low cloud cover fraction practically control the global temperature. Now, I have read that four times. I have not found anywhere in there where if he would just stop driving his cars, we'd be okay. The climate sensitivity has an extremely large uncertainty in the scientific literature. They go on to say that the smallest values estimate are very close to zero, while the highest ones are even 9 degrees Celsius for a doubling of CO2. Now, the majority of the papers are using theoretical general circulation models. In other words, they're guessing. Right? They're guessing, they're thinking this is the way it'll happen based on what we've got going on. Right? IPCC uses these papers to estimate global temperatures and anomalies and climate sensitivity. However, there's a lot of papers where sensitivities lower than 1 degree are estimated without using GCM. The basic problem is still missing experimental evidence of a climate sensitivity. Low cloud cover controls practically the global temperature. It turns out that changes in the relative humidity and in a low cloud cover depend on each other. So instead of low cloud cover, we can use the changes in relative humidity in order to derive the natural temperature anomaly. So in other words, with all this goofy psycho or science babble stuff, climate change is normal and natural, and man has virtually nothing to do with it. It's really that simple. You know, it's always, you know, it's really funny. We've got to the point now where everything is our fault, always our fault. And I don't get it. I will never get it. If the planet is truly, you know, again, you got to explain to the less educated guy in the room. If the planet is truly a billion years old, how do we puny humans totally destroy it and ruin it in what, a couple hundred years? I mean, seriously, because they say, it's the fossil fuels doing this. And last I checked, we haven't had fossil fuel cars and such for the last tens of thousands, millions of years. So for all intents and purposes, you're talking about 100 years worth worth of gas usage, and even in the industrial era, if we're using coal and other things, I get all of that. And one belch from a volcano wipes 10,000 years of whatever we're burning out. So you have too many real, honest experts out there who don't care anymore because they've already made their millions, telling us it's a sham. So for me, I believe it's a sham. So we'll see your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. I want your help, so you head over to the website. Sign up for our email blast. Sign up for our text messaging. Whatever it is that gets you to get involved and get engaged would be muchly... Yeah, well, it's my English. Muchly appreciated. Anyhow, so I saw this last week, and I thought it was great. And it was a pastor outside his church put up a sign. You all saw it. I'm sure some of you saw it anyway. And it was the, Friendship Baptist Church in America. Love it or leave it. Which, frankly, used to be, you know, a comment for decades in this country. And all of a sudden, the little snowflakes are all upset. They think it has to do with color. They think it has to do with white guys like me trying to drive out everybody else. No. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what height you are or how fat you are or whatever. You don't want to be here? Then go. It's no different. You know, would you go to a restaurant you can't stand? Would you go to a resort that you can't stand? Would you go on vacation to an area that you couldn't stand? Because if you do, there's something really wrong with you. So why would you live in a country you couldn't stand? Go find one that affords you the freedoms you have here. And the funny thing about it, the people screaming the most about it, those women of color, there's many countries they would have been dead in already. They wouldn't have been able to do what they're doing now. Pastor doubles down on America, love it or leave it. As many, well, not many, as members walk out, which I love. Go, leave. That would be my saying. After President Trump's controversial comments about the squad last week, where he said if someone doesn't want to be in the country, they should just leave. The Virginia church sign went up almost immediately. America, love it or leave it, read the sign out in front of the Friendship Baptist Church. It was in Virginia. The sign drew national support and condemnation throughout the week, but during the church's Sunday school, some congregants staged a walk-on. Well, good. See you later. Seriously, if you believe that our founding fathers put this country together on Judeo-Christian principles, if you believe that God wanted this country, I mean, our founding fathers came here for a lot more than just economic growth. They wanted religious freedom. They weren't trying to create a white country, as some of you would have the kids believe. Last week, Pastor Lucas, who put up the sign after Trump's tweet, told a local station that people were upset with Trump's comments, ought to go over there and live in those countries for a little while. Get that? For a little while. Many opponents called the sign racist. What's racist about it? Let me see if I can... I'm trying to read between the lines. Does it say, America, love it or leave it, especially you black folks... especially you Asian folks. Oh, and definitely you Hispanic folks. Shannon Watts, founder of the anti-NRA group, Moms Demand Action. And John Cooper, chairman of the Democrat Coalition, as well as others, compared the sign to the black and white image of the KKK billboards that read... I mean, they should know the Democrats started the KKK, so maybe we should listen to them. They should know their own hatred and how it started and how it came about. And how it grew, maybe we should listen to them. That's a history they forget about, but that's okay. Lucas doubled down on the message and said that he wanted to keep the sign up longer because of the support he has received. He apparently did not receive full support from his congregation. Local radio station reported on Sunday the 11th a.m. On Sunday, the 11 a.m. service was empty and some members were leading others out during service. Church's Facebook was down until Monday. Preachers by and large today are afraid that they're going to hurt somebody's feelings, Lucas told the station. But when I get to the pulpit, I'm afraid I won't hurt somebody's feelings, which is fine. You know, if you guys remember the movie Unplanned a while back here, I had some, I'm somewhat involved with the local churches near where I live. And you... They rented a church. I mean, they rented a theater. Two of them, as a matter of fact. And they sold both of them. And they ran the movie Unplanned. And it was interesting when I talked to the pastors a week or two later, some of them. They talked about how some congregants came up to them in the church and said, you know, you shouldn't be talking about this. It's a political issue. And we don't talk politics in church. And my favorite saying is bullpuckies. You do more than charge. Listen, your ballot book, your ballot instructional manual is the Bible. If you're a Christian or if you're a Jew, the Torah, whatever scripture it is, or scriptures or books, that's what your ballot box is or your ballot informational packet is. What does God want? What is God looking for? And again, if you're not a Christian, this isn't aimed at you, but listen, you might get informed. I have decided at this point in time that if you're not pro-life and you're running for office, you're not getting my vote, support, or even mention. And the reason behind that is very simple. If you won't protect the most vulnerable human being on the planet, now here, I'll even go one step further. This will freak some people out. See, I don't care if the baby, the unborn child, is in the womb of a black person, the womb of a white, or an Asian, or Hispanic, or tall, or short, or fat, or thin. I don't care where that baby is physically sitting, or what the holder looks like. You better be willing to protect life. Because if you're not willing to protect life, what are you willing to protect? If you're not willing to take the heat, then how can I bank on you in the fight? I can't. You can no longer deny, and Planned Parenthood doesn't even deny it anymore. You cannot deny that that's a baby. And I love when I'm having a pro-choice discussion with somebody. They don't even argue that anymore. It's a mother's right. Well, it's a mother's right to kill. It's a baby, right? Yeah, it's a baby. Okay, so if it's a baby and you stop the heart, you're killing it. It's a mother's right to choose. They won't even go down that road. At least have the guts, the spine, to say, yeah, right, we are. We're stopping a heartbeat, we're killing a baby, and it's a mother's right to choose to do that. That's that simple, really. And the churches, some of these pastors in the churches, they're afraid to take on anything because they might scare somebody away. They might hurt somebody's feelings. Maybe they need to read their own Bible and see how often Jesus hurt people's feelings. Big time. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Absolute chaos in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands of people holding the Puerto Rican flag continue to protest in the streets. They want Democratic Governor Ricardo Rosello to resign. They do not think he's doing a good job. Rosello says he won't be running again in 2020, but he's refusing to step down. President Trump weighing in on the situation.
Incompetent, totally, grossly incompetent leadership at the top of Puerto Rico.
In other news, the president takes to Twitter to announce a two-year budget and debt ceiling deal reached with Democrats. He tweets, "This was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets," explanation point. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Stop in California, please. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm telling you, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, head up to the website. You have got to help out. It's really that simple. No, I mean that sincerely. I mean, for some of you listening, some of you will be listening during the show live or pick it up later on. You know, you've heard it. Social media is cranking down. Clamping down on conservative radio, conservative talk show hosts especially. When we get our message out, we let people know what's going on over social media, right? So, that sneeze switch is getting a lot of use. So you have to think about it. If we can't get the message out, and advertisers don't know when we can get the message out, then they don't want to buy time on our shows. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of us in this situation. So we've seen ad revenues take a major, major league nosedive. So anything you can do to help out, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But there's also a donate button over there. Hit the donate button, get involved in the conversation, I want to get involved by throwing $5, $10, whatever at it. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, this pastor of the Friendship Baptist Church, as he put up the sign, America, love, and live. I mean, think about it. Again, it's just somewhat common sense to say, look, if you really hate it here, why are you here? If you ran for office and you swore to uphold the Constitution, and yet you swear and put down that same Constitution you were told to uphold, well, you being honest? No. I mean, it's really that simple. And again, I will never listen to somebody. Sharon Watts, founder of the anti-NRA group, right? The NRA, a group that was actually founded to help blacks keep themselves safe. And then Moms Demanding Action, John Cooper, chairman of the Democrat Coalition. I mean, another group calling us out as the KKK, the same group that started the KKK? It shows you how delusional they actually are. So the pastor decided to leave the sign up longer. And people were leaving the church. So what? Let them go. They weren't there for you to begin with. They weren't there for God to begin with. Any parishioner, any Christian who thinks that it's okay to abort a baby and that God would be fine with it, I would tell you that they couldn't find a Bible to save their lives. That's number one. God is not about killing. He's about life. He's about love. And killing a baby in the womb or just after it's born, you know what I'm saying? And the phone, I mean, my understanding now is the phone's been disconnected because there was so much nasties going on. It's really funny because, you know, the loving left, you know, the guys that, well, you know, they love Trump's hate, they're awful hateful people, aren't they? I mean, remember that young girl that was doing the AOC kind of, having some spoofing with her, having some fun with her? She was getting death threats. I mean, a young girl, 8-year-old girl, making fun of a congressman, she got death threats. Unreal. You know, I talked a little bit about this earlier, but you need to, I want you to really think about what this means. American kids would rather become famous YouTubers than astronauts. When asked, what do you want to be when you grow up, which is an age-old question, I wonder if that question is racist, too. Anybody know? Somebody want to check that out for me? Because, I don't want to be known as a racist. I mean, seriously. You know, it's really funny. They ask these young kids these questions. These kids don't even know what colors go together. I always get that kick, you ask a 5-year-old whether he is a boy or a girl. And they don't know that whether chicken nuggets or pizza is really what they want for lunch. So, the entire point is you got to set your bar high, right? Because no one else is going to do it for you. You got to talk to your kids. You got to work with your kids to get them to truly understand what's the greater good. I mean, think about something. It used to be, and again, I know we had people that wanted to line their own pockets. I got that. But it used to be that we wanted to be, doctors and lawyers to help others, right? We wanted to be research people to help others. We wanted to be, Mikey's, I wanted to be a forest ranger when I was a kid because I loved the woods and I wanted to help animals and all. It's always, right? Now, no. I want to be a YouTube sensation. I want to be the next star. I want to be for me. Right? Now when I ask young people what they want to be, they're along the lines of, professional, a football player, a Hollywood actor. But the American kids now are ditching those ambitions in favor of another one. Entirely more modern one. Think about it. Because instead of aiming to become astronauts, kids would rather become famous YouTubers. A recent survey conducted by the Harris Poll on behalf of LEGO found that children in the United States and the United Kingdom were nearly 3 times more likely to aspire to become a YouTuber or a vlogger rather than an astronaut. Now, 30% of those polled wanted to become a YouTuber when they grew up. Only 11% said that they wanted to become an astronaut. As for Business Insider, the survey asked 3,000 children, 1,000 from the U.S., 1,000 from China, and 1,000 from the U.K., the age between 8 and 12, to choose what they wanted to be when they grew up. And they were given 5 options: astronaut, musician, professional athlete, teacher, or vlogger. The top choice among children in the U.S. and U.K. was a YouTuber. Astronauts were the preferred aspire profession in China. 56% of the children saying they wanted to make a career out of space travel. Right? The least popular choice in China was a YouTuber. God. What have we given our kids? What are we laying out for them? I mean, seriously. company has also partnered with Scholastics on an educational program that will send 50 children to NASA space camp in 2020. That'd be a great thing. That'd be really cool. Right? Maybe get them excited. We used to have these guys come to the schools. Did you know that? Yeah, you'd have astronauts. You'd have people from NASA. You'd have people from different walks of life, different careers, different, you know, doctors and scientists and stuff like that. They'd show up to school on career day. We don't get them anymore. I don't know why, but we don't get them anymore. You know, how do you get these kids excited about being something they aren't, or getting in front of a career, or getting to a career, when they've never really been exposed to it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, earlier we were talking about that, where we've come in churches, where people don't want the pastor to talk about abortion because it's a political issue. When did it become a political issue? Right? I mean, that's serious. That's simple. When did it become a political issue? If God is all about life, shouldn't abortion be a religious issue? Shouldn't religious people be fighting back? The abortion industry doesn't want to admit that babies can survive abortion. They call it a myth. If you listen to them talk on a regular basis, they even say it doesn't happen. You know, an aborted baby is an aborted baby in the discussion. But frankly, it happens a lot more than you think it does. It's just not reported. But what happens when babies do survive? Pretty sick. You won't hear about this either. Often the babies are left simply to die. There's no comfort. There's no compassion. They sit on a cold table, usually in pain. They're hungry. They've been burned. You know how it goes. I'm not going to get graphic with you tonight, I promise. A baby with Down syndrome was the victim of a botched abortion, and then was left to die. He cried for nearly an hour while the doctors just simply ignored it. Some of the nurses were kind of getting really uptight about it. Right? They left the child to die after a botched abortion. That's according to local media reports. The baby was born on March 7th, 24 weeks old, after an abortion failed. The child cried and screamed for an hour before dying. That's according to many witnesses. Man, have we become that cold? Have we become that heartless? Funny how they call Republicans heartless, yet we're the ones fighting to save these kids. And they're fighting to simply save a woman's choice. Show us in your house. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Whether I agree with you or not, or you agree with me or not, hopefully we can have a decent conversation. And I want you involved, and I want you engaged. You know, so we were I'm drifting a little bit here. We were talking the other day about, what is it with the feminine movement? Is it equality they want or total takeover? I'm curious. Because when you look at stuff like the social justice crap is just getting out of control. Right, the Ghostbusters had to be all women. Captain America had to be a woman, right? Captain Marvel or America, whichever one it was. Right? Now Thor, the god of thunder, now has to be a goddess, so says Disney. 007 now has to be a woman. You know, talk about spitting in the face of an author, right? Ian Fleming. You know, he was writing the stereotypical male spy novel series. Leave it alone. And how unoriginal are you that you have to steal an idea from somebody else? You're going to force us to give in by making Thor female? No, actually what you're going to do is force us just not to go to the movie. It's that simple. I won't rent it. You know, if you want to come up with another movie of your own, right? I mean, that's a different story altogether. I mean, when you look at these guys, Thor is a big, muscular male figure. How are you going to turn that into a little petite thing? How are you going to do that? Right? When she grabs the hammer, is all of a sudden you're going to start popping muscles all over the place? But, you know, again, you know, Hollywood, if you're just that dumb that you want to keep blowing that kind of money, good for you. Really, if it makes you happy, just keep doing it. Just find it interesting. 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And, again, I do appreciate the time. We were talking about the pastor that doubled down on America. By the way, some of you, look, here's the deal. Sorry, lost my voice there for a second. You don't go to church to feel good. If you go to church to feel good, go to a massage parlor or something. I was looking at some of the other comments that came in. Right? I mean, seriously. You go to church to learn. You go to church to be taught what God has in store for you, how he wants you to live your life. So, for those of you who get all upset because a pastor makes you unhappy because he or she is talking about something that has to do with, I don't know, what may be something that makes you uncomfortable, that may be politically aligned, if you would. I don't even know how to put that, because really abortion is not about politics. Marriage is not about politics. So I don't really get it. I mean, I don't get why you get so bent out of shape. 855-RO-JOE. And you're not going to convince me, so don't keep sending me emails. Now, here's one that, first of all, they're trying to do a recall. In California, they could do recalls of elected officials. They're trying to do a recall against Gavin Newsom to call him, not going to work. And not because I'm a naysayer, but it's not going to work because people just aren't going to do what it takes. There's no way you're going to get them to do what it takes to recall that governor. He's a Democrat. They may not like what he has to say, but they're not going to recall him. That's a lot of work. But when Californians are being polled these days, a major majority of them are saying they can't afford to live in California. Well, no shock to some of us who already knew that. Pollster found that the perception of California as unaffordable was especially high among people 18 to 34. Almost 60%. And 35 to 50 was at 53%. By contrast, 58% of the people 50 to 64 believe the state is affordable, those 65 and older, at 68%. Most said that the state's cost of living was reasonable. Most Californians, 78%, believe the state has a housing crisis. That number includes both renters and homeowners. Almost 75% believe that the state must build more affordable housing for homeless. However, well, wait a minute. How do you build affordable housing for people without jobs, number one? And number two is, when you say affordable housing, why build it? The state's already saying that they're gonna regulate rentals. But why bother build more? Do what they did up in, Portland? We did the story last week. They've now banned single-family homes. You can only build apartment buildings. because it's not like the land that you're building it on is cheap. In California, what drives up the prices, it's not just the land. It's of all the regulations. You think the EPA is bad. The Air Quality Management Group here in California is even worse. If the EPA is like the Gestapo, then the Air Quality Management is like the SS. They're even worse. Homelessness is a very serious problem for the Golden State. Over 80% of the people surveyed said that while less than a fifth of those polled believe that the homeless are to blame for their situation. The majority of those surveyed, 59 or 60%, said the cost of housing is a major cause. So here's the thing. We did this story a few weeks ago, and I wish I could find the email that the guy sent me. It made a lot of sense. A lot of the people that are homeless in, like, San Francisco, for instance, they started off that way because truly the economy got better. Landlords knew they could get more money for those apartments. People were being paid a little bit more. These were people in lower-rung jobs, all right? So people were moving into these apartments that could afford them, and the other ones were moving out but didn't want to move out of the city. They didn't want to have to drive into the city. So they were sleeping in their cars or on the streets. They had jobs. Some of them still have jobs. Now, I want you to think about this. Why not three or four or five of those people get together, move just outside the city where they could afford it if they pool their resources, right? And they could take the train in, or they could carpool in, or whatever it takes. I mean, why not put your heads together and figure out how to make it happen? Right? I mean, come on. But we don't work that way anymore. Now we're looking for the government to bail us out. We're looking for a way out. We're looking for a way that people can make us feel better about ourselves so we don't have to work so hard. What was that all about? Right? I mean, if you've got the ability, go to work. If you've got the ability and there's three or four of you working, heck, you're sleeping in the tents next to each other, why not get together and find an apartment you can all share? So you have a roof over your head. So you have some heat. You have a place to actually cook food. And yes, the cost of housing is out of, well, I won't say out of control. It is high. But that's what supply and demand is about. That's what capitalism is about. And socialism won't fix that. Not in the least. Socialism will put 15 people in that room and somebody else will have to take care of it. Or pay for it, or whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we're seeing more and more things happen to our young people that want to support the president. I don't have the story up, but I remember I quickly saw a story about the... he didn't really crash the wedding. Some of you saw that. They had actually sent invitations to the president to be part of the wedding or to come by and say hi. It was at one of his, one of his golf resorts. And they had heard he was going to be there. They were having their wedding there. They just made the invitation to him. Now, you didn't see this pretty much on any other station. The only place you saw it was on Fox and a few other minor places. Just shows you how much they hate him. Nothing nice. Those people were genuinely excited to see him. They were genuinely excited to see him come in. Right? They wanted to take pictures with him and everything else. They started chanting USA when he was there. Now see, those on the left think they're all whacked. Think that they're sick people. There's something wrong with them. Just look at the tweets that went out afterward. That's what I've been saying for a long time. They see us as evil, hateful people. We simply see them as people who do evil things. So we'll see your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. Love to have you back with me tomorrow. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you will too. God bless and have a great rest of the day.